Remember what Jesus said about being his disciples. He said, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Discipleship means we follow Jesus. And that's what our baptism calls us to do. To do that, we try to learn who Jesus is, where he went, what he said and did, and then we try to do the same. The Gospels are a powerful guide for us to do that. In today's Gospel, Jesus says, I am the true vine, that he's the vine and we're the branches. He talks to us about bearing fruit, bearing much fruit, and that we bear much fruit by staying attached to him. That's important, staying attached to him. We stay attached to Jesus, our vine, through his church, through his people. In next Sunday's gospel, Jesus mentions bearing fruit, saying that we are to bear fruit that will remain. So staying attached to the vine and bearing much fruit that will remain, is an important part of our discipleship, of our following him. Jesus also tells us in today's gospel that his Father is the vine grower who prunes the branches. Even the ones that stay attached to the vine and are already bearing fruit, prunes them so that they can bear more fruit. So even when we stay attached to the vine, we'll continue to be pruned. We might at times wonder why. During difficult parts of our journeys, we may think, what good does it do, staying attached to that vine, if we still have difficulties and challenges? Jesus invites us to stay close to him, to stay attached to him, even during those difficult and challenging times, to remain in him as he remains in us, to stay attached to that vine. What other vine might there be? Remember, Peter said, Master, to whom shall we go? We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God. That's our vine. And it's always there, always available to be attached to, unconditionally. Good fruit, much fruit, fruit that will remain, fruit that we may not even recognize, can come out of our challenges and difficulties. We simply need to remain attached to the true vine. The vine and the branches in today's gospel remind us that we're all connected as church, that we're all branches of that same vine planted by the Father. As I traveled to meetings around the country in the course of my career, in every place I went, in whichever church I attended Mass, I was taken by the prayerful devotion of people. Sometimes those attending daily Mass were primarily a much older group of people, and their struggles and weariness were evidenced by the slowness of their movements and their prolonged periods of prayer, with their hands folded and their eyes looking down. Little did they know that they were bearing fruit, actually bearing much fruit, in the life of this visiting stranger. By their demonstrated choice to stay attached to the vine, no matter what. These are people of varying nationalities and cultures, and with varying approaches to worship, each with a story, each on a journey, but all branches connected to the same vine. the vine that each of us are connected to as well, that we are asked to stay connected to as we journey back to the Father. That vine that gives us those opportunities to bear fruit that will remain for ourselves and others. This month, 88 of our young people made their first communion here at Corpus Christi, receiving Jesus in the Eucharist for the first time. May it be the first of many. For them and for all who receive, it's such a wonderful and powerful way to stay attached to the vine, remaining in him as he remains in us. Next Wednesday, Bishop Kagan will confirm 63 of our young people to further prepare them for their journey ahead. They can't at this point even begin to know what that journey will include, all the twists and turns that will be included in their future. But they can be assured that if they remain attached to the true vine, they'll navigate their journeys just fine. So will we. We are a parish with many children, and we are blessed. If all of us remain attached to the vine, what an example we provide for our children and grandchildren. As I watch my grandchildren as newborns and as they begin to grow, it continues to impress me how much and how quickly these young ones learn and remember. Think of the gift that we, as a parish family, give to them by modeling for them what it means to be attached to the true vine. For example, by the prayerful devotion and participation we show at Mass, by receiving the sacraments, and by how we treat each other, doing as Jesus did. Showing them that those things are important to us. Taking what we receive through the Word and the Eucharist, through our worship together, taking it with us and living it. Children want to stay close, to stay attached to moms and dads, and grandmas and grandpas, and extended families and friends. It's important to them, and important to us that they do. As we experience them being attached to us, we can be reminded of how important it is that we remain attached to the vine described in today's gospel. At a men's retreat I attended a number of years ago, the retreat master suggested to us, perhaps warned us, that as we approach the end of our lives, it will be the extent to which we've made a difference in people's lives that will give us peace. Jesus says in today's gospel that we are to bear much fruit, fruit that will remain, and that we are to make a difference. We sometimes sing that song, "Go make a difference. We can make a difference. Go make a difference in the world." If we stay attached to the true vine, not a flavor of the day vine, and that's our choice, if we stay attached to the true vine, we will bear much fruit. It will remain, and we will make a difference in our lives and in the lives of those around us. May we make that choice.